Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fit Chicks Chat, where our goal is to educate and empower women to take control of their health and their fitness through our weekly podcast, where we talk about a ton of stuff, including fitness, nutrition, mindset, wellness, and a ton about business as well. I'm your co-host, Laura Jackson, and I'm one of the co-founders of Fit Chicks Academy, a certified holistic nutritionist, personal trainer, and fitness business coach.
And I am Amanda Quinn. I am the other co-founder of Fit Chicks Academy. I'm also a personal trainer, a yoga instructor, a mom, and a business coach.
So in each episode, you're going to hear us sometimes together or sometimes solo. We also bring on top female experts in the industries of fitness, nutrition, and wellness. And we interview them as well weekly to bring you a whole diverse group of information. So with that, we're pumped to dive into this week's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. And in this episode, we are on, what is it, Amanda? Episode number
178. And a lot of chatting.
And what's super exciting too is that today's topic, and in celebration of episode 178, it's also the new year. Yeah. So in this podcast, we are talking all about how not to play small. So Amanda, exactly. I know for you, this is something that you're super passionate about.
Yeah, no, definitely. Because I think, you know, there are so many people out there that have so much potential. Well, everybody has so much potential. Yeah. And everybody has so much that they could be giving, so and so much more that they could be getting in their life. Not just about like giving, but also like, you know, the impact that they could be making and how it could come back to them. And I just think oftentimes we just shy away from it. We shy away from our power. We shy away from like the, you know, stepping up and like really being in our position of power. And I want to talk about like how we can just stop that, especially as women, and not shy away from like, you know, not let the fear of insecurities or the fear of like people judging you or the fear of like, I don't know. It's almost like you're afraid that people are going to think that you're egotistical if you're just standing in your power, but really it's just about living your best life and living your true potential. So I get really excited to talk about this.
Now I want to ask you something, which I actually was just reading an article about, and I found this really interesting. Now, of course we're all about the chick power, and yes, we're obviously all about, you know, female empowerment, equality when it comes to pay, equality when it comes to work, equality when it comes to pretty much everything for women. Mm-hmm. But one of the things this article was talking about, it was by a female entrepreneur, and she was talking about how it's very different. And I'm just going to use this in the sense of like growing your business, but I think okay, this applies to everything to do with life. But as a female entrepreneur or as a female in business or as a female, obviously in life, mm-hmm, it's very different than being a man. And it needs to be treated in a different way. And you need to honor certain things about yourself that may be a more, you know, honoring your feminine energy, but also honoring your masculine energy too. But realizing that it is different for females than it is for men. And I want to know what your opinion is on that.
I think it can be in some ways. I think in any position it can be. I think that women and men are still in today's day and age treated differently. They're still perceived differently. There's still the double standard of like, you know, you hear this all the time, like the assertive woman is seen as like a bitch, but then the assertive man is seen as like powerful, you know? And it's like, it's kind of, there's sometimes like a negative vibe around like a woman, especially a female entrepreneur, or like a woman being in power and really taking their stance. And I think we do run into that, but really the thing is, I think, is that you have to let go of the fear of what other people are going to think. You have to let go of like, you know, if people feel that way, but you know that you're not being, you know, you're not being difficult. You're not being rude. You're really just taking a stance on what you believe in, or you're taking a stance on like your business. I don't think that you can let outside people kind of impact how you are going to live your life.
Well, the reason I'm asking this is because I do think, like, I personally think that there is we all have a masculine and feminine energy, both men and women, mm-hmm. right? And typically we've seen that in throughout time. And of course, this is very like putting things into like gender specific, but mm-hmm. You know, typically a more masculine energy is more assertive. A lot of times it's more logical. Whereas like a feminine energy, it is more emotional. Mm-hmm. It is a little bit more caretaking and people pleasing. And I have to admit though, I do see that a lot in business and a lot in general in women versus men. So it seems as if men, not even that they're just more comfortable with being more assertive. I think it's a little bit more innate with them because they don't have the same people pleasing tendencies as a lot of women have. And right now we're in this like total shift, right? And I think that mm-hmm. there's a lot of women out there who are finally starting to feel like, you know what, I'm not going to do that anymore. But our natural inclination is to do that. So yeah. I think it's really, and the reason why I'm bringing this up is as we're talking about not playing small in 2019, I think you have to realize that there's these parts to you. You know, I still see it in myself where like, you know, I've been a fitness instructor, a business coach. I've ran a business for over 10 years. You know what I mean? Like, and there's mm-hmm. things that I'm very confident in myself, but then there's still things that I feel like I wish I didn't care about because I feel like I would be not further ahead, but I feel like I let those things get into my head too much. They end up kind of paralyzing me. But then I also think it's so important to have more and more women who are standing up because women do bring more of a caretaking in general to business, to the world, to each other, to mm-hmm. everything. So I do think that we need more feminine energy in all of, you know, in all industries, but especially in the fitness and nutrition industry, because I feel like even though, you know, there's a lot of female instructors, it's still an extremely male dominated industry.
It definitely is still a male dominated industry. And I also think that, you know, that there needs to be more females, the heart-centered fitness professionals in this industry because, and I'm not saying that men can't be heart-centered, but I just think there needs to be more female because the emotional side to it, like when it comes to health and fitness and weight loss, majority of people, it's emotion-based. It's not necessarily like they need you to tell them like, oh, this is what you have to do to work out. You got to eat this food. Like most people kind of have a general idea that like, you know, if I'm eating pizza, then like, I'm not going to hit my goals kind of thing. Right. Yeah. Like if weight loss is their goal or whatever. So I feel like, you know, because knowing that oftentimes people are approaching you because it's something deeper, but they need someone to be able to understand that it's something deeper and able to understand how to dig deeper. So I do think that I agree with you that there needs to be more of that because it is such an emotional thing. And, you know, having this conversation, this just brought me back to like this quick memory. I want to like do a flashback and like the, when I first started in business in, before we started our company, I was working at House of Blues Concerts Canada. And I remember my boss and it was a very, music industry was a very male dominant and still is a very male dominant industry. And I was young. I was 24 years old. I was in a management position. I was like, I loved it. But I had to learn some hard lessons fast. And working in a male industry, I remember my boss saying to me, and I love my boss, so don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not saying this as like a diss on him. He was amazing. But I remember being in a meeting once with him and him just saying to me, okay, listen, I need you just to approach this like a man. I need you just to give me the facts and don't tell me anything about how you think or feel. Just tell me the facts. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know how to do that. Like I was kind of like, whoa, but this person's sad, you know, or like whatever. Like I was kind of like, oh, and I had to learn very quickly how to do that because in that industry, I had to adapt, right? Because it was just, that's how it flowed. That's how everything flows. It was all just about what are the facts? What are the numbers? Don't worry about the emotion. Talk to your girlfriends about that later kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I did learn that skill very quickly, but I don't think that it's something that I think it serves me in some ways. But I also am happy that I never lost the emotional attachment to things because I do think that you need to have a balance of both. And I think having that lesson has taught me how to be a little bit stronger in some areas, but then I never really let go of that emotional side because I was kind of like, oh, like I had like a bestie at the office that I'd be like, oh, well, this is how I feel about it. Even though
yeah, and that's why this whole like article was talking about, you know, bringing that feminine energy, not feeling like, and that's the perfect example, what you just said, like
Yeah.
Feel like you have, like, you're supposed to act like a man when it comes to your business, or you're supposed to act like a man when it comes to your approach to your body, like, or which still I think is a total stereotype, because that's so unfair to a lot of men, because a lot of men, this whole idea of being masculine is not even, it's just been passed down from generations to generations. Like, you don't talk about your feelings, you don't do this.
For but sure. Like, we're definitely talking generalization right now. Like,
but like, I do think that we as females need to honor the fact that we are programmed different, and we are programmed to be more, you know, maternal. And again, not saying everybody, and I hate even that I have to say that to be like politically correct, but like, you know what I mean? Like, it's been shown that we have different levels of hormones, different levels of different chromosomes, different things that make us communicate differently. Right. But I think that those qualities, whereas before being seen in business, and this is like, you know,
they were almost seen as a weakness.
They were seen as a weakness. And I think that those are actually the biggest strengths. And, you know, we see it a lot in our academy and with our fitness and nutrition expert students and our business coaching students. Like, so many of them are creating so much amazingness. But the problem is that they are still afraid. They feel like they have to act a certain way because it's business. They feel like they have to act, like you said, like act like a man or approach things in a not, it's just business. It's not just business. Yeah. Like, when you are providing a service to someone, or you are providing coaching to someone, or helping them, like you said, on their weight loss journey, that is an emotional interaction. Totally. And if you treat that just like, okay, I'm taking their money and I'm providing them with a service, then really that loses the whole bigger picture. And that's why I'm loving seeing so many female entrepreneurs and so many females, especially now in health and fitness, because we're seeing that shift, and we're seeing the shift of it becoming more holistic. And, you know, even for us, the way we approach it, we always talk about being a heart-centered fitness professional, because everything comes from an emotional place. It doesn't, like, I can teach you and you can teach someone how to, you know, program fitness programs and lift weights. But if you're not able to connect to that person's lifestyle and their mindset, then you're not going to be able to make any type of real changes in someone else and in yourself. So I think it's like, that's what I'm hoping. And I know, when kind of in a roundabout way talking about not playing small in 2019, I want women who are listening to this to own these beautiful, vulnerable parts of themselves, and not feel like it's something that's holding them back. Like, not feeling like it's something that makes them not good enough, like owning it and being like, yeah, I have this feeling, and probably other people do too. And I want to tie that into the business that I offer, because that's going to really relate to people. And that's how we're going to make changes. It's not by just creating another workout program or another Orange Theory, or, like, you know what I mean? Cause like you said, it's all kind of the same. We're going to make real changes by start connecting with each other again, like on an emotional level, not just like, here's the facts or here's how you do this.
Yeah. Cause like you said, like, you could teach somebody anything. I could teach them about weight loss, or I could teach them about program building, or I could teach them about these things, but that's just information. It's not like, it's not connecting. And when you connect with them internally, it becomes a real change. Like, that's how people, like, you know how people always say, like, oh, well, people can't change. Like, people can't, I don't believe that. I truly believe you can change people's insides. You can change their, I feel like their core values are really hard to, like, shake and shift. But when it comes to, like, habits, when it comes to lifestyle, when it comes to things that they've just, like, oh, this is just who I am, this is how I've grown up, whatever, those things can shift. They just take time, but they take a lot of nurturing and time. You have to pay attention to them. So whether you are training someone, or whether you are on your own journey, whether it be in business, whether it be in your lifestyle, whether it be health and fitness, etc., it's like tapping into what the driving force is, and how can you shift the voices, how can you shift the stories, how can you shift the message, and paying attention to how that makes you feel, and then trying to make those changes from that perspective, as opposed to just the facts. Because the facts, when you rely just on, like, I'm just going to follow this plan, I'm just going to do this, and then if you haven't changed the inside, you'll always revert back, always. Like, I could say, 99% of the time, you'll make 10 steps forward, and then you'll take 20 steps backwards, because you haven't changed what's inside. So when you're talking about it from, like, I know we started as, like, a business side, but I think it's in anything, whether it's how you approach things in business, whether you approach things in personal life, if you're not attaching yourself to the internal stuff, and you're not allowing for those emotions for you to feel them and understand them and pay attention to them and nurture them a little bit, you will never really be able to make those massive changes.
Well, because it's funny, because we all show up in different ways in our lives, right? Like, I know I show up in my business in a different way than I show up, excuse me, for my family, or I've shown up in my relationship, or I've shown up for my friends. Like, it's, and so a lot of times we end up feeling like we're playing a role, like we're not totally being ourselves. And I like how you said too, because it's about, like, I do believe also that people can change. And it's also been shown in our brains that when we learn something new, or when we start to create a new thought pattern, there's actually like neuroscience around it that shows the new pathways that are actually built within your brain.
Yeah.
Like your brain chemistry actually changes, physically changes, and they can track this in science. So for anyone who thinks this is like woo-woo and positive thinking or, you know, doing something different in your life, it actually is reprogramming your entire brain pathways, which is so cool. But like, I think, you know, because it's mostly women who are listening to this, what I want is for people to stop thinking they need to change who they are, but to start to figure out how to own who they are and take that fear and do it anyways. Like, that's kind of been my kind of mission over this last year, because we
take it with you.
Yeah. Because we listen to all these, like, you know, empowerment speakers and all this stuff. Right. And they're telling you all this stuff and it's great. Like, we were at a conference and Tony Robbins was there. Mm-hmm. And he's telling you all about how to, like, get unstuck and let go of the negativity. And it's great when you're in that moment, right? You're listening to it and there's like the high energy.
You're jumping up and down.
Yeah, and everyone's there and you're like, yes, I'm going home and I'm implementing this. And then you get on the plane and you go home and then you're back around your normal existence and that hype disappears. And next thing you know, you're back to where you were and you feel completely like stuck or afraid or, you know, to move forward. And one of the things that I've realized in my own life, which I try to tell to other people, is that, like, that fear is never going away. That self-doubt is probably never going away. It will lessen over time as you reprogram those neural pathways and you start seeing success in your life, whether it be, you know, weight loss, business, whatever it is, relationships, you will start to build up confidence, which then will reduce the fear. This is the proven pathway of it. But, like, you're never going to stop those feelings will come up at some point over and over again. You have to learn how to deal with them. You have to learn that they're going to be there. It's almost like that, like, you know, if you have a pimple, like if you have a breakout and you don't want to go out and you're like, am I really going to miss the show because of this? No, I'm going to throw on some makeup and I'm going to bring it with me. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's the same thing. Like, you've got to stop thinking like, I need to get over this. I need to work on this. Then I'll be ready. It's like, you need to take it with you because it's not going away and it's just going to keep you stuck.
Well, definitely. Yeah, no. And I mean, like they say that when you think about it from like playing small versus playing big. So I think it's important for people to understand really, you know, when we're talking about it from that perspective too, it's like when you think about playing small, it usually means that you're dismissing what you truly want in your life in order to maintain this like secure feeling, this acceptance, this control. Like you don't want to rock the boat. You're just kind of like, this is good. Like I'm fine and I'm just going to stay right here. But really what you're doing then is you're basically like, you're allowing your fears to motivate, like you're in, like being motivated by your own insecurities, self-worth. You're mostly like usually living like kind of frantically. Like you're not necessarily like, you're just not living to your true potential, right? And like, by contrast, playing big means that you're willing to accept this short-term discomfort, because that's the thing. When you're
that's that fear.
Yeah.
That's like, taking it with you.
You're taking, you're like, have a bit of short-term discomfort. There's a little bit of uncertainty, but you really want this. And it's this opportunity to really start feeling alive and to experience greater connection, to feel a deeper sense of peace, like, and to live with greater freedom. Like these are the things that happen when you actually start to play big versus playing small, because it's just this shift in energy that's going to happen and a shift in the lifestyle that you're going to be having.
Well, I always think it's like so many people though, they say that they want certain things in their life, but they are not willing to accept that uncomfortable feeling. And that's, again, going back to what I was just saying, I want people to just, oh, like if you're just like, it's going to feel uncomfortable, it's gonna suck, because we're programmed not to feel uncomfortable, right?
Like yeah.
There was a whole, I think I've talked about this before on the podcast, there was a study that was done about human behavior, and it was saying how it's so funny how we're in this place where everyone's like, you need to think positive, you need to do, like, you know, think positive, look for opportunities, say yes, but we are not programmed like that. Like our human beings, like any mammals, are programmed to look for threats. So for survival. So we are programmed to look for what is going to go wrong. So like, you know, if I cross the street, is there cars? You know, if I go to this new job, could I, you know, get emotionally hurt if I enter this relationship? Like we're programmed. So it's almost like we're programmed to be negative, essentially. It's not natural for us to be positive, but not in a bad way. It's just that we're looking for things to protect ourselves.
Yeah.
But this also, though, because our modern day is not what it used to be, whereas before for threats, we were looking for tigers and we were looking for, you know what I mean? Like famine and all these things, because our threats now are, let's say, you know, do I take that job across the world or do I start
post this on social media?
Yeah. Do I start this new certification program? You know, because I've been working as an accountant for 30 years, but I want to be a fitness instructor. Like, do I do that? Like those are now the things that make us uncomfortable. So we're looking for reasons like to not to do things. And that is what is keeping us really, really stuck. And
it's such a solid point. Yeah.
Yeah. And the idea of playing big, I think it's so foreign because as soon as people feel that little bit of discomfort, we don't want to do it. We want to step away. And I know as being an entrepreneur, and one of the biggest lessons that I have had through life is that you've got to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. Because anytime you are growing and changing, you are going to feel uncomfortable because your body is looking for threats. Your body is looking for like, oh my God, do I need to do this? Is this bad? Blah, blah, blah. And some people, they, as soon as they feel that feeling, it's too overwhelming. So they shy away, but it doesn't mean you have to jump into quitting your job and all this right away. It just means starting with smaller things till, like I said, getting your body used to being uncomfortable. Then you start to change those pathways. You start to build up your confidence. You start to then see like, this is possible. But that's for some of us is quicker and some of us is slower and it's okay, but you've got to be comfortable with being comfortable.
Yeah. Like I honestly could say that like, if I don't go through every single day, if I don't have like at least like goosebumps, butterflies, like knots in my stomach and like moments of like, oh F, what the hell's happening? If I don't have that moment every single day, I feel like that's not normal to me anymore. That's like my normalcy now because there is like so many boundaries that we're constantly trying to push through, right? Like in terms of like personally, professionally, emotionally, like there's so many things that I'm trying to, that we're trying to create and that I'm personally trying to rewire and rework. So it's like, I know that I feel that like I've already had, when we had our meeting earlier today, I already had like goosebumps and stuff. So I'm like, okay, check, that's happened for today. Like where I felt like inspired, you know, and I relate those feelings though to things that like excite me. Cause I'm like, I want to live big. I always said since I was young, it was really important for me to never, I will never have a mediocre life. I will always live this amazing life. And I don't mean when I say mediocre, I don't mean like, you know, the opposite of like, I want to have like this big lavish lifestyle. I just mean, I would never allow myself to settle. I would never allow myself. And that was just from growing up and, you know, seeing how, you know, unhappy people around me were and how sad they were and how stuck they felt. And I just never wanted to feel that way. I always wanted to feel like I was progressing constantly and growing and learning and changing and evolving and following what I really truly wanted. So it's just, I don't know. It does take time though, guys. Like that's something like we've been running our business for 10 years and I've been working on myself for
20 years. Like
I was gonna how old am I? Stop.
No, but longer than that even. Like I would say the awareness of like even for you and I, when I think we kind of even got into it even in high school. Like
I was gonna say like at 15. Like when we started, when we really started like you and I together started going to yoga together and we started talking about things and we started, you know, we also had like silly daydreams, like kids' daydreams, like I'm going to be like a six pack in a sports bra running around in the shopping mall, like weird stuff. Like we had like the weirdest conversations, but we were 15, but at the same time, it's like, but we also had this awareness of like, we wanted to create something better for ourselves. We wanted to create a better health. We wanted to create a better life. We knew that we had to get uncomfortable to do those things. It's like a workout. If you think about it, if you're doing a workout, and you can just kind of breeze through it and you're just like, sweet, this one's the easy one. You know, you probably won't see that many changes in your body. Like if you're really looking, say you're looking to like, I don't know, lose weight, or you're looking to build muscle or whatever, like, you know that you need to constantly be challenging your body, or else your body will just start plateauing and it'll kind of stay the same. So that's kind of like your life in the same way. Like, if you're not constantly striving and pushing the boundaries a little bit and pushing yourself, you're never going to really get to your true potential.
And I also think a lot of it, and this is something that I've learned over time and I still work on, like, it really truly is about perspective. And, you know, every single person in your life is dealing with struggles. It doesn't matter if they're on Instagram and they look like they have the perfect body and the perfect life. It doesn't matter if it's your best friend who you think has the perfect marriage and the you know what I mean? Like, all of these things, everyone has their struggles in different areas. And I think it's how you look at those struggles, though. So I had an energy healer once that I worked with, and something like traumatic was going on in my life. And I was like, you know, I don't know how to process this. Like, at that point too, I was already like aware, but I was like, I need to process this, and I don't even know how to wrap my head around it. And I feel like I'm literally like completely stuck right now, and I'm miserable and I'm so unhappy. And she said to me, she was like, you need to stop asking yourself, like, why did it, like, you know what I mean? Like, trying to rationalize this. But she's like, what I want you to ask yourself is, why did this happen to you? Like, why are you being served this lesson? And I was like, And taking a step back now, looking back at that time in my life, I can see it. I can see it so clearly. Like, all of these things in your life that challenge you, and when you're in those situations where you're so uncomfortable, you're learning more about yourself and more about your life than when things are going right. You change and grow the most for the better and learn the most when things go to shit. And
totally.
Because you learn how resilient you are. You learn how, you know, how strong you are. You learn who's really important. You learn how to actually like overcome adversity and trust your gut and trust yourself. Or maybe you didn't trust yourself and then you learn how to trust yourself. Like, there's so many different things you can learn through the crappy stuff. But that's why it's like shifting that perspective when those things do happen, that you don't let them just stop in your tracks, that you're like, okay, why am I having this challenge? And how can I then move forward?
Mm-hmm. Because everything is a lesson. And I think, you know, the one thing though to keep in mind, guys, is that it won't necessarily be apparent to you in the moment. In the moment, all you're going to see is that it just friggin' sucks. Like, it's just whatever it is, it just sucks so bad. And, you know, and you have to process those emotions first, I think. I think that's the first step, is just allow the emotions, not even process them, just allow the emotions to happen, kind of thing. Like, don't try to analyze it, just allow
it. Don't try to shove them down with emotional eating or over-exercising or...
Yeah, like, if you're feeling sad, just allow yourself to cry and feel that sorrow. Or if you're mourning, allow yourself to mourn. Give yourself time, don't give yourself a timeline. And, like, allow yourself to just go through that so that you feel... at the end of it, like you did process everything and you went through that. And then it might be soon after, it might be 10 years later. Like, I know for me, my lessons, some of them only became apparent many, many, many years later. Right. And it's like, you know, and I've talked openly about this, like even the loss of my sister when I was young, it was like, how could I ever process how that could happen? You know, but now I know, like, there's so many lessons that it taught me.
Yeah.
Obviously I mourn my sister and I love her and everything else, but it brought my family to a place where, like, it grew us in strength, it grew us in love, and it allowed for me to understand the importance of life and the importance of relationships and how to truly express love and those kinds of things. So it's, but that's still stuff that I still learn to this day through that loss, you know, and that's a huge tragic loss, but I'm talking like everyday things though can teach you things. So just try not to get stuck in the fear, or try not to get stuck in the, like, the sort of mentality of like, I'm the fear of like, I'm too afraid to do this because what if this happens? Just if something bad happens, if it doesn't go as planned, just allow yourself to feel that process and learn from that, but then keep moving forward. Don't allow it to just pull you back to the same place.
Well, and that's where, like, I know, like, we even have a friend who, you know, she was married and her relationship ended very suddenly. She thought that this was the guy, like, they had been together for years and years and years. They had been married for like a year. She thought that this was the guy she was going to be with for the rest of her life, and came home one day and he ended it out of nowhere. She was completely blindsided and her life was thrown upside down. You know, everything that she had thought was real she had to sell her house. She had to move in with friends. She had like all this stuff turned, like found all these horrible things out about him. But then fast forward 5 years after that, she met the love of her life. She ended up having two beautiful kids. She has the most amazing life now. And now her perspective on that situation is totally different. She's like, thank God that happened, because if that would have worked out, I never would have this relationship. I would never have the life I have now. And her life was very different with him. So it was like, it's so interesting because you, like you were saying, you can't sometimes see the reason why things are happening until way later on when it's meant to make sense to you.
Exactly.
But it's, I don't know. It's like you were saying, like, I do totally believe in the idea of just stepping into that uncomfortableness. What, like, being in a place where you, and I think it's really hard though. I think, sorry, I'm talking about two friends, but I think it's really hard for a lot of people listening, because I have you who thinks like me, and I've surrounded myself with people who think the way I think. So when I say, okay, I'm feeling that the butterflies, I'm feeling the fear, but I know I'm feeling this because of X, Y, Z. Like, I'm very self-aware. For someone else who's first, like, who's listening to this right now, who doesn't have a person to talk to, who doesn't have a support system that thinks the way they think, it can be really, really hard. But that's why it's so important to start to surround yourself, whether it be online or in person, with people who think the way you think, or think the way you want to think.
I was going to say, yeah. No, for sure. That can inspire you on that path. Definitely.
And to keep things in perspective, because it's so easy. The mind is the most powerful thing, and it likes to go crazy on us. Like, it likes, you know, you're going to wake up one day and you're like, I feel so confident. I feel so focused. I'm on the right path. The next day you wake up and you feel like, what the hell did I do? Why am I doing this? I'm horrible. This sucks. Blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? And the next day you're right back to you. And this is where, like, you know, having a business has been like the biggest roller coaster ride, because it tests you in so many different ways. But the one thing that I know in life that is for sure, it's the people who stay in the game the longest who will get to where they want to go. And some people it happens a little bit quicker, but most people, the reason why they don't get the body they want, the relationship they want, the job they want, the life they want, is because they quit as soon as things get uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And that's why my plea to you guys over 2019 is to, like I said at the beginning, grab that fear, get comfortable with being uncomfortable, take it with you, and go do it anyways, because the only person that you are selling short is yourself. And you can't do that. We have one time around this world. You owe it to yourself, to your friends, to your family, to be the most amazing version of yourself. And that means stepping outside of your comfort zone and going after it. It might not work out the first time, but you will get there. So please, 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 please make it your commitment that this is the year you are not going to get stuck and you're not going to play small.
Yeah. So don't even worry about resolutions or anything. Just worry about this. Like, so many people get stuck in that, just that, like, I have this one resolution, I have this one thing, or these three things, like, I want to lose weight, or I want to do that. Like, just instead try to focus instead on, like, I'm making a promise to myself to commit to the things I want. I'm making a promise to myself to go after the things that I crave, the things that I desire, the things that I really truly want in my life, and take time to really consider what that means, and take time to consider what that looks like for you. And then once you have some clarity, commit to it. Just commit to making it happen. If there's, you know, the office crush that you have, go after it.
You know, we love love. We always said,
I'm like, then tell us about it.
Yeah, we want to open a dating company. We want to be matchmakers.
I know.
No, but that's where, like, the one last thing that someone asked me the other day, they're like, well, what's your New Year's resolution? And I'm like, well, I don't do New Year's resolutions, because I feel like I'm constantly in a place where I'm growing and I'm trying, you know what I mean? Like, I'm always going after different things. But I was talking about the whole concept of, you know, the year of yes, when people are like, you know, I'm saying yes.
You never, don't say no.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm doing the exact opposite. This is my year of no. And they're like, well, that sounds negative. I'm like, no, it's about boundaries. Like, for me, it's, this is the year of, I'm really being conscious, because especially you, like, and you know this, you're the same way with having a business, the idea fairy comes in and you start wanting to create all these different things. And then you're just like, you know, suddenly someone offers you an opportunity. You're like, okay, even though I'm so busy and overwhelmed, yes, I'm going to take that. And yes, 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 yes. And it takes away from the focus of what you want to create. Mm-hmm. So my goal this year is to simplify even more. And that is going to mean saying no and starting saying no to people, starting saying no to things, starting saying no to myself, because it's so weird. You and I always say, we're like, how do we create all this work for ourselves? Like, no one else created this for us. Like, we created all this work. But it's like, I want to get so focused. I want it, like, I know what I want now. And I'm saying no, I'm setting a boundary so I can just get to where I want to go. And that's my kind of goal for this year.
Yeah. No, I think the word no is so powerful. And it's so, like, when you get into a place where you can just start actually saying, because I think so many people are fearful of even using the word no. They're just like, because of the people-pleasing mentality, because of the mentality of, like, but what if that person will be offended or whatever? Like, it's just, when you start getting into a place where you feel comfortable saying no, it is empowering, because you're just like, okay, like, because it allows for you to truly do what serves you. And I'm not saying that you're being selfish or you're just being like, nah, forget you. Like, you want me to go for dinner with you? Too bad. Or like, you know, your kids are asking for something. You're just always saying no or whatever. But it just means staying focused and staying committed and dedicated to what you really want. And oftentimes you can't have a million distractions happening in the background in order to be able to stay focused. It just won't work.
Well, I always remember, and then we'll wrap this up, but I always remember my stepmom. She was a CEO in a very male dominated industry. And she, when I was first starting a business, she was like giving me kind of her top lessons. And one was to never lie.
I love this. I know this.
To never lie, to always own your mistakes and apologize. So like, instead of being like, oh my God, this went wrong with the project, it's because the supplier showed up, it's because blah, 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 like own it, apologize. Mm-hmm. Figure it out. And the third one was, she was like, never say, when you say no, never give an explanation as to why. And I was like, that's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. And so anytime she's like, you don't need to explain yourself, because as soon as you do, you are like basically making yourself be weak. And it sounds like excuses. And I was like, yeah. Oh my God. So then I started trying it, and it's like, do you want to go for dinner? I'm like, no.
And it feels super weird at first. You're just,
do you
like,
want to do this?
You want this?
No.
Yeah.
But she was like, you never should feel like you have to explain yourself. And it was something that, again, as being a female, we are so concerned about other people's emotions that I always am worried that someone's going to be offended, or that, you know, all of those other things. So I kind of made it my own. Like, I don't just say no with no explanation,
but no,
I don't, but I don't feel that need to like validate that other person in the process, or, you know, feel guilty because I have to say no. I use that and kind of massage it into my own way, where like, I'll still, you know, say something afterwards. I'm not just like, no, but in a way that is not people pleasing or trying to fix the situation or worrying about how the other person feels. It's in a way that's coming from my own boundaries as opposed to about them.
Yeah. No, and that totally makes sense. Yeah. Like, for example, like if someone's like, oh, do you want to go for dinner? And you're like, no, rather than being like, no, because I have this or this, you're just like, no, but how about on this day?
Exactly.
Or whatever. Like, so then you're not offending someone because you're just saying no for this moment, but you're giving them an opportunity for a future date. So that's a really good way of balancing it, just for anyone listening who's kind of like, what do you mean by that?
Yeah. And the more you do it, the more comfortable you get.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. So with that, we're going to wrap this up. So first of all, happy new year.
Yeah, happy 2019.
And that's one thing I always love about life, is that we always have this chance to start again, to write a new chapter, to begin the journey.
You don't have to wait though, guys, till like the new year. We're just doing it because it's the new year, but like, you have that opportunity throughout the year, through every single day of your life. So if, you know, if you miss the boat at 2019, you're like, oh, I didn't commit to the things I want. And it's middle of February and you're like, okay, no, now I really want to just, I want to stop playing small and I want to go after the things I want. You don't have to wait until 2020. Go for it.
The one thing I like about New Year's, and a lot of people, you know, have all these feelings like, you know, New Year's resolutions are stupid, which I don't fully believe in them. But the one thing I do like is it brings it into our awareness. It actually makes everyone, there's not one time during the year that most people actually reflect on themselves and their goals and what they want to create. like New Year's. It just is almost
end of year to like the beginning of the next year. Yeah.
Like it gives January 1st gives everyone kind of like, cause it's talked about everywhere, a reason to focus. And I think people should be doing this every single day, every single week, every single month. But at the same time, it's like, at least if you're doing it once a year to now, it gives you a chance to take like focus on you and your life and what you want to create. Mm-hmm. But this is your chance to create, you know, an amazing new beginning starting right now as you're listening to this. So I hope you guys take what we said today, own your power, take the fear with you, and stop playing small. So in terms of how you can find out more about us, if part of stepping into your power includes creating the business that you love, getting certified in fitness nutrition, we have all of our upcoming programs for Fit Chicks Academy at fitchicksacademy.com. You also can head on over to download. We have a free ebook right now that is available at fitchicks.com/fatlosssecrets, where we're going through, it's our Fit Chicks Guide, Top 5 Fat Loss Secrets to Jumpstart 2019 from a health perspective. And then, of course, we would love it if you guys love this podcast and want to hear more to leave us a review. These reviews, they not only really help to boost our podcast in the rankings and spread our message to more women, but they also allow us to get our voice out a little bit more. So please just head on over there, give us a review or give us a like. And if you do leave one, we promise we'll read it live on the air and we'll be sending you over something free as well. Okay, guys. So with that, we are wrapping it up and Happy New Year, and we will talk
Happy
to you
New Year.
And we'll see you next week. And of course, check us out on Instagram too. We're always our post here behind the scenes on our Instagram stories as well.
Exactly.
Okay, chicks, have an amazing day and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.